You know, this morning we sang a song, Amazing Grace. The man that wrote this song, John Newton, was a slave trader. Can you imagine? A slave trader. Bringing them over here from all parts of the world to be slaves in people's homes, beaten, raped, you name it. These people suffered. But to them, they weren't people. They were just bodies. John Newton, how could he write a song like this? Because his eyes were finally opened. He says that, once I was blind, but now I can see. When he realized what he was doing, he was one of the men that abolished slavery. Many people fought for this. And later on, Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves. But still, there's much prejudice in this country. We work for that day that all men are created equal. Not slaves. Not being tortured. Not being dictated to all over this world. But free, free to serve God the way they like and not be tormented. Praise his name. Let's turn, if you will, to Romans, the 12th chapter, and we'll begin with the 9th verse. Romans 12, beginning with verse 9. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instantly in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, giving to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. The 9th verse says, let love be without dissimulation, without disguise, without making pretense. Abhor that which is evil. Stay away. We have to work among it. We have to work with it. People that we work with, all they're looking for is a way to go up. And if they have to step on you to get there, they will. But we, as Christians, try not to be something we're not. Just try to walk in the path that God has led us, that God has taught us, and that we teach our children. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. We don't worry about the things that are happening tomorrow. We worry just about today. Keep taking steps forward. looking to God and loving each other and caring for each other. This is what he wants from us. Brotherly love. Not just trying to get ahead. And I believe, dear ones, that God is working here in this church, because I know how much love there is here. In every pew, I see and I feel the love of God. And I pray that you feel it too. God is with us. He hasn't left us. He will never leave us or forsake us. And he tells us, be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love. Honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. How do we serve the Lord? Many ways we can serve the Lord. We can serve the Lord with our mouth. We can serve the Lord with our hands. We can serve the Lord with our body. But as long as we're doing for him and not for ourselves. Rejoicing in hope. Hope is mentioned 133 times in the Bible, especially in the Psalms. Hope is, this is the meaning. Hope, expect or look forward. Expect or look forward to with desire and confidence. Confidence in future events, expectation of something desired. What do we desire? We desire our future with Christ. We desire the things of the Lord. Not riches, not power. People that are in high places, people see what they do and they pat them on the back. I don't want to be patted on the back. I want to be lifted up in the arms of the Lord. That's all I want from God. I want his blessings. And he teaches us through his precious word. This man, John Newton, was a terrible man. But God forgave him. Even though he did what he did. When his eyes were open, God showed him, and he asked God to forgive him. In later years, John Newton was blind. But he didn't need his eyes anymore, because he saw through the eyes of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because he says it in Amazing Grace, once I was blind, but now I can see. And we can see, dear ones. We can see through the eyes of our Lord Jesus Christ. Rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation. It's kind of hard, isn't it? When you're going through something to say, be patient, be patient. Because many times I'm not patient. I think about it and I say, how come I have all this pain? How come I can hardly walk? But God gives me the strength. And I thank him and I ask him to forgive me every day. Forgive me, Lord. He teaches us He shows us, and we go on. Continuing instant in prayer, like the sister mentioned. You come home from something, you got your mind on everything else. Take a moment. Praise Him. Thank Him for your safety. Thank Him for being with you on your trip. And even that you may have an opportunity to talk to someone about the Lord. These lips were made to praise Him, not to speak filthy language, not to tell dirty jokes, but to praise His name. I heard somewhere a guy, it might have been on Moody Bible, where a man said he thought he could make a better man than what God made. He says He made out of dirt and everything. He says, "Lord, how about we try to make one together and I bet you I can beat you." God picked up a handful of dirt and He says, "What are you going to do? I made the dirt. What do you got to work with?" Nothing. We have nothing, dear ones, without our Lord Jesus Christ, saved by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us on a cross and who lives for us today. Praise His name. Give Him glory. He deserves it. Anything He does for us. Remember, dear ones, He cares for us. He shows us the way to go. He teaches us. He's here for you and me. When we go through things, He's always there. And I know many of you have gone through many burdens, many trials, many illnesses. But you've come through. And even though now you're suffering with something, believe me, dear ones, God is with you. I know that He's here with us today. What do we look for in life? What do we look for in life? We look for the day when we'll meet Him. We're not looking for riches. We're not looking for power. We're looking for the time when He will rapture us. A time that we will be brought up to Him in heaven. A time that we will spend with Jesus Christ. As our brother brought in a service the other day, how the seraphim have one specific job. What is that job? To praise our Lord Jesus Christ. Our job is to praise our Lord Jesus Christ. I know that we've begun a long, long trail, but let us stay on that one road that we need to, and God will work, but we have to work together. Are we willing to work together? I think so. Don't worry about the empty places. God will take care of that. Let's worry about today and what he has for us tomorrow. He's brought us a long way, dear ones. He's brought us out of the darkness so we can see now. The world can't see. Let's pray and ask God to help us to help them. They don't realize it, but they're looking for help. Because people don't know where to turn next. But when we have a problem, we know where to turn. We know where to go. We get on our knees. Let's get on our knees today and ask God to help those that don't know him. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. You've got a problem, we'll weep with you. And when we rejoice, let us rejoice together, praising our Lord Jesus Christ. The name of the Lord be praised.